Well, I think the principal reasons are, of course, that for our desire to lodge an application for membership is the volatility of an open economy without sufficient entrenchment within the wider framework of membership, and including with a stronger currency. I think that we have experienced the volatility of being a small nation with fully open markets on the edge of the euro area, and that is a very difficult situation. I think therefore it's very clear for us that we have to lodge an application and seek a good membership agreement in order to strengthen our economy for the necessary reconstruction.
The government right now is in coalition with the Green Party, which is against membership in European Union. Do you think this will have effect on the strength of the coalition?
Well, we hope to reach an agreement with our coalition partner on the decision to seek parliamentary approval for application of membership. We will then discuss that in the parliament, and we will of course have the democratic will of the parliament materialize there. I hope that the majority of the parliament is in favor of application. I think I have every reason to expect so. And then we will conduct membership negotiation, and I think it's very good for us and very healthy for us to have a skeptical party with us in coalition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But okay, the parliament, maybe you will get the majority, but according to the last public details, the public is about 40%, something less against it, and something less than 40% also pro-European Union. So there is not a large support for the membership of Iceland in EU among the population.
Two-thirds of those polled want a membership application. I think it's quite logical that people are skeptical on the result, as long as you haven't seen the result. As you rightly mentioned, the yes and no factions for membership are approximately same size today, but that also means that more than 20% remain non-committed, and the outcome of membership negotiations will, of course, determine the outcome of on that. In my view, I mean, I think that what we will see from the membership negotiations, the negotiating result, that will have a deciding factor for the public in a referendum.